Your options have gone. You've run out of your contacts. Your money can't buy a solution. You are desperate.
Dr. Tony Evans says sometimes the last place we want to be is exactly where the Lord knows we need to go.
So there are times in our lives when God will allow us to be overwhelmed in order to give us an experience of a bigger view of a bigger God.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. There are some people who just seem to be able to talk their way out of any situation. Well, let's join Dr. Evans as he explains today how God can give the words we speak that same kind of power.
A man went to his physician because he had a major problem. The doctor said, "Well, what's wrong?" He says, "I hurt all over. Every part of my body is in pain." He says, "Well, that's a little odd. Let's delve a little deeper." He says, "I want you to touch your ear." And he touched his ear and went, "Ah." He said, "Well, touch your forehead." He went, touched his forehead. He went, "Ooh." "Touch your knee." He touched his knee and went, "Ah." "Touch your elbow." He touched your elbow. He went, "Ooh." He said, "Idiot, you got a dislocated finger." Sometimes it just feels like everything is wrong. No matter where you touch, no matter which way you turn, it seems like everything hurts. That all of life has caved in on you. There are not too many people who are of an adult age who have not been through an experience where you're literally overwhelmed with your circumstances. And there's no direction you can turn where it doesn't hurt. We've all, at various levels, been in situations that appear to be unfixable because they run so deep, have gone so long, and hurt so bad. Such was the situation Jehoshaphat finds himself in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. He finds himself, and in fact all of Israel, in a problem they can't fix. It came about in verse 1, the sons of Moab and Ammon, together with the Midianites, came to make war against Jehoshaphat. He was under attack, and he was surrounded by a problem he couldn't fix. He was outnumbered because all of these armies had come together to attack him. It would have national consequence because they were attacking the whole nation. There was a simultaneous attack, so it was all coming to him at the same time. And you know when everything hurts because you're just overwhelmed. There is this sense of hopelessness and helplessness that surrounds you. So we find Jehoshaphat overwhelmed. And he is going to give us today a principle that I simply have called in today's message, victory in your voice. Particularly when you are in a situation you can't fix. And we know he's in that situation because of verse 12. "Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you." Jehoshaphat finds himself in this situation, and his problem leads him to prayer. It says in verse 3, he turned his attention to seek the Lord. He turns his attention to seek the Lord because he can't fix it. You always know when God wants your undivided attention, because there's nobody else to talk to who can make it any better. Your options have gone. You've run out of your contacts. Your money can't buy a solution. You are desperate. He gathered all of Israel, all of Judah together, verse 4, and everyone came, all the cities of Judah, to seek the Lord. God, you've got to fix this. We can't. We need heaven because earth has gone bad on us. This leads him to a marvelous prayer beginning in verse 5. He stood in the assembly in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord, the God of our fathers, are you not the God in the heavens? And are you not ruler over the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand, so that no one can stand against you. Do you not, O Lord, drive out the inhabitants of the land before your people Israel and give to the descendants of Abraham your friend forever? For they lived in it, and you have built a sanctuary in your name, saying, should evil come upon us, or the sword, or the judgment, or the pestilence, or the famine, and we stand before this house, before you, your name, cry to you, and you will hear and deliver us. That prayer is deep. His problem leads him to open up his mouth in prayer. Prayer is an invitation to heaven to address something going wrong on earth. It's calling on eternity to visit time. And he cries out to God, and he reminds God about who he is. And then he reminds God about what he said. And then he introduces God to the problem he is facing. He starts off by acknowledging the greatness of God. He uses his mouth to declare the greatness of God. Now, that becomes very important when you got a big problem, because that means you need something that can give you a bigger solution. You will never discover that God is all you need until God is all you have. So there are times in our lives when God will allow us to be overwhelmed in order to give us an experience of a bigger view of a bigger God. Because the problem is so great, there is no human solution to fix it. And so he seeks the Lord. He cries out to God. He uses his voice to speak to God about the need for victory, the need of an eternal contact between heaven and earth. And then something amazing happens. Verse 14. We've moved from a problem to a prayer, and that leads to a prophet. Then in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel. Verse 15, he said, listen, all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. That leads him to the victory that would be in his voice. Notice the end of verse 18. He fell down before the Lord and worshiped the Lord. The end of verse 19. Stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a very loud voice. The middle of verse 21. Who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in holy attire. Verse 22. When they began singing and praising the Lord, set ambushes against the son of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. I hope you see it. A problem led to a prayer that resulted in a prophet that brought about praise. What is praise? Worship is my adoration of God for who he is, what he's done, and what I am trusting him to do. It is the recognition of who God is. That's worship. Praise is the visible, verbal expression of my worship. There is such a thing as silent worship. There is no such thing as silent praise. Praise is the visible, verbal expression of worship. You can worship God, but not necessarily praise Him. Because praise must be audibilized. It's like getting saved. You can get saved in private. You can be in a closet. You can be in your car. You can be laying by yourself on your bed. And you can accept Christ as Savior and be saved with nobody else around. But what you can't be is a disciple in private. A disciple is somebody who's gone public and who publicly declares Jesus as Lord. That's a disciple. So you can be saved, but not a disciple. When you worship, that is your personal expression of adoration to God. But when you praise, that is your visible, verbal declaration of God. But God inhabits the praises of His people. It is when I am willing to express how I feel about Him. A man may love his wife and never say it. It's like the man who says, wife says, "You never tell me you love me." Man said, "I told you 15 years ago. When I changed my mind, I'll let you know." A man may love his wife and never say it. If he loves his wife but never says it, something is missing. In other words, she doesn't feel it. It may be true and it may be there, but she doesn't feel it. God wants to feel your worship. And the way He feels your worship is in your praise. So if you worship with no praise, what's the song say? "What a love I can feel." God wants to feel the praise. He wants to emote it. It's like when Abraham offered up Isaac and God said, "Now I know that you fear me. I want to feel that thing."
When Dr. Evans comes back in just a moment, he'll explain the important difference between two words people often use interchangeably, praise and worship. Be sure to stay with us for that. First, though, I'd like to tell you about our featured resource for this holiday season, a brand new CD compilation called The Best of Tony Evans 2018. It contains 20 of Tony's most requested lessons of the past year, focusing on subjects like the concept of faith and how to put it into action, how to turn a crisis into a revival, how to overcome anxiety and fill up the emptiness inside you, and much more. Right now, we're making this collection available as our gift when you help support Tony's ministry with a contribution of any size. Your gifts are especially important right now. And here's Dr. Evans with a word about why.
It has occurred to me that many of our listeners are not aware of how our ministry operates and what it takes for it to work. Our largest single expense at the Urban Alternative is purchasing airtime in order to get God's word into the hearts and into the minds of our listeners. Yet only approximately 6% of our listenership supports our ministry. So you can see the challenge that that gives us in trying to get out the word. If you are benefiting from this ministry, if God's word is reaching your heart, your home, is impacting your life, would you become one of our supporters, either on a monthly basis or through a generous annual gift? We need your help in order to stay on the air because it is a high cost for us to get the word from us through the station to you. Would you help us to meet that expense? If you are benefiting from this ministry, would you benefit this ministry so it can continue to benefit you? God bless you.
And when you do that right away and make any contribution, large or small, you'll get all 20 full-length messages in our brand-new collection, The Best of Tony Evans 2018. It'll make a great Christmas gift, even if it's a gift you keep for yourself. Now, we can only make this special offer available for a limited time, and we don't want you to miss out. So drop by TonyEvans.org for details or call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by to help you day and night, Again, the number 1-800-800-3222. Well, right now, Dr. Evans is back with more of today's message. Let's join him.
People say, I worship God, but do you praise him? In other words, is there the verbal declaration of the worship you say you feel deep in your heart? Because if it is worship unexpressed, it's worship God doesn't feel. Oh yeah, he knows if it's there or not, but he wants more than to know it. He wants to feel that thing. And Psalm 50 verse 23 says, it is in your praise that God brings about your deliverance. Your deliverance is in your praise. That is your verbal and visible declaration of my adoration of God. When you go to a sporting event, you hear praise. If a touchdown is scored and everybody else is standing up and cheering and you sitting down and being silent, somebody, what's wrong with you? Don't you see what just happened on the field? Did you just miss what occurred? You would think the way some people worship, they miss who God is. They miss what God has done. Because if you really saw what he scored, you wouldn't be still seated like you're seated, acting like you're acting, quiet like you're quiet, because you've seen what God can do. Now, I'm not talking about merely emotional. I'm not talking about just whipping up folk and making them do stuff against their will. I'm not talking about emotionalism. Emotionalism is when you stand up and clap and shout at a sporting event when nothing happened. But biblical emotions is where you're responding to something and you're responding to someone. There are times when I'm sitting in my den and I'm listening to a comedian on television, let's say, and he's funny, but I don't laugh out loud. Sometimes I laugh out loud. Now, if the comedian was in the room with me and I kept my laughter inside, then I would be telling him, you aren't funny. I'd be saying to him, now, in my heart, I may think he's funny, but he can't appreciate how good a job he did until I express what I feel in my heart. Are you feeling me? You may worship God in your heart, but he can't appreciate that you really feel who he is and what he's done until it is expressed out of your mouth. And sometimes you got to praise him when there's apparently no reason to do so. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 calls it the sacrifice of praise. Because sometimes it's a sacrifice to praise him. Because it hasn't changed. It isn't better. It's still problematic. And you have to praise him anyway. It's Job praising him when his whole world collapses. It's knowing when to cry out to God, not like the man who was trying to train his horse, and he was trying to train his horse on how to go and how to stop. And he was a religious man, and so he thought he would use religious words. And so his statement to us, he trained his horse. When you hear me say, when you say hallelujah, that means stop. When you hear me say praise the Lord, that means go. It was months later, he hadn't used the terms in a while, and the horse took out running toward a cliff, and he forgot the words that he had taught the horse. So he thought of every Christian word he could think of. Amen. Jesus saves. He was just making up all kind of words. But finally, as the horse was getting to the precipice, he remembered, hallelujah. Right at the edge, the horse stopped. He wiped his head and said, praise the Lord. He was just confusing. Why is praise so critical? Why is there victory in your voice when prayer leads to praise? It says, when God heard their praise, he confused the enemy. Okay, follow this now. When God heard their praise, not read their hearts, heard their praise. They were uttering, declaring, singing, speaking. They were declaring their praise. Sometimes it will be uttered in a whisper. Sometimes it will be uttered in a volume. But it is uttered audibly. When he heard their praise, he confused the enemy. If you want to send the demons that are messing with your life into confusion, if you want to send Satan into confusion, the enemy, let God hear your praise. Because God knows that your enemies can't handle your praise. And the reason, see, you have to understand, Satan, according to Ezekiel 28, used to lead all the other angels in praise. He was the angel, it says, with the voice. His job was to lead all the other angels in the worship of God. He was the praise and worship leader of the cherubs, of the seraphim. He was the praise and worship leader. Every day, he would lead all the other angels into the worship of God. But one day, he looked into a mirror and said, now mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of us all? And he chose himself to be equal to God. He used his mouth to create a mess when he said, I will be like the Most High. I'm not going to lead them into the praise of him. I'm going to lead them into the praise of me. And he got one third of all the angels to join him in his rebellion against God. So he took the praise away from God and drew the praise to himself, so that one third of all the angels followed him. So what he did was transfer praise from the legitimate source to an illegitimate source. So the reason God wants you to praise him is he wants to take back legitimately what the devil stole illegitimately. So when God hears your legitimate praise, it reminds God of his illegitimate praise, and God then routs the enemy with authentic praise. So if the devil can keep you quiet, if he can keep you too upper class to praise him, if he can keep you too sophisticated to praise him, then the devil can have his way. But when the Lord hears your praise, he can take care of the enemy.
Dr. Tony Evans, wrapping up an important lesson on praise he calls Victory in Your Voice. If you'd like to get the complete full-length version of this message, visit TonyEvans.org and search on that title. While you're there, be sure to request your copy of our featured CD compilation called The Best of Tony Evans 2018. As I mentioned earlier, this giant 20-lesson collection is available for a limited time as our gift when you help support Tony's ministry with a contribution of any size. You'll get the first 10 lessons on CD and digital downloads of the rest. Just visit TonyEvans.org today to get the details and make the arrangements. Or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Staff members are standing by to help you day and night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Sometimes life gets so stormy that we wonder if we're going to make it through. But Dr. Evans says that even when things are at their worst, we can find treasure in troubled times. Join him tomorrow as he explains. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.